Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
That suspension has been extended to the April 30th. James, what are you making of everything that's going on at the minute?
I'm trying to dissect it and work through it. This, I think the best is every other football fan, you know, obviously. We're all in the same boat here. Nobody really knows what's going on, and I think it's all a matter of opinions at the minute. But it's obviously trying to keep the integrity of the game together and trying to find the best solution that fits everybody. And I think I've spoken to a lot of other fans of other clubs and other fan channels. They've all kind of said, you know, what's your take on this? Obviously, as they do, they're trying to gather every other club's opinion, and it's kind of a common theme that everybody seems to think that we need to finish the league. So I think the announcement today to try and indefinitely extend the league and it can finish past the January 1st or January 30th, I think, is deadline. I think it's the best thing, you know, to call a season void would be incredibly harsh. I know what we're saying, that, you know, football does take a back seat, for sure it does, and the longer that this goes on, the more difficult that the circumstances become when it, you know, to restart him. But, you know, like we said, we've gone through 75-80% of this season, and you know, the best solution is to try and find a way to finish this season. And I think that you know, what they're doing is the right thing. They're taking it week by week and obviously looking to see if we can come back soon, or if we're going to have to keep moving along and do it later. But, you know, it's all a bit up in the air at the minute. I don't know if you'd agree with that.
Yeah, no, it really is up in the air. And I think, James, why it's all up in the air, it's changing not just by the day or the week, but by the hour. All the news, you know, we're not even sure, maybe parts of the UK going into lockdown, schools closing on Friday, and sport feels very far off at the minute. And it isn't just football, is it, James? We know this is a Birmingham fan show, but we're seeing major sporting events being cancelled or postponed to next year. Musical events, Glastonbury off as well now, and other so-called big festivals. It is tough, and what, you're so close knitted to it all with that Birmingham Fan TV, James. What are fans making of it? Because the interesting thing about doing the fan shows on Love Sport Radio, we're hearing a variety of different opinions. Some want it scrapped. Some want the season concluded. Some don't care if it's behind closed doors. Others think that we should be allowed to go back. We know there's no mass gatherings. For you and your own personal opinion, and then really what is the general consensus of you and your friends, how do you think and what do you think should happen next?
I think, obviously, like we said, you know, the EFL going forward are doing the right things. I think my opinion is that, yeah, we need to finish this season. I want to see this season finished. You know, obviously, I think a lot of teams like West Brom and Leeds would be hard done by if they were to call it quits. And I know a lot of Birmingham fans want it finished because, you know, Aston Villa sitting in the precarious position they are in the Premier League thus far, you know, if it was to be null and void, then they'd obviously escape relegation. So I know a lot of fans kind of want to finish it for that. That might be a bit selfish. But yeah, no, I think that there's so many legal complications, and a lot of our fans, you know, won't get into that. But it's a case of, you know, wanting to finish the season just simply so that we can get back to a normal routine. I think that's what everybody wants. But obviously, like you say, it's so far off, you can't see that when the time approaches that we can start looking to get it back on the road, let's say, you know, end of April at the earliest. You know, what happens to next season? Do we cut competitions next season? Do we, when do we start? What happens with the transfer window? All of this sort of thing. And I'm still trying to get my head around it. It's been a week. I haven't really made much content this week on it. I am due to make a video tonight on it to try and discuss, obviously, and get a lot more Blues fans' opinions on it, because at the minute, the general consensus is simply finish the season, but how and when and what happens into next season? So, that, yeah, there's so many questions.
Yeah, and so many questions, actually, just from hearing you speak then, James, and I found it quite interesting, because I was going to ask, before we was waiting on this meeting, weren't we, when we'd get more news, we're hearing that it will be concluded, yeah, that suspension has been extended, so we've got a couple of answers. And before we got those answers, really, James, we were hearing lots of different proposals, lots of different options on the menu, one of those being that potentially a 22 Premier League team next season, and those those two that will join would be Leeds and West Brom. Very harsh on the teams in the playoffs, and yet Liverpool be champions, no one would get relegated, and you just touched upon it. And why I want to ask, because you think that maybe that was the case, because, but what about and all of those teams in the playoffs? They would feel really harshly done by. Is that the best solution?
Well, yeah, I think a 22-team system would have been one of the more far-reached solutions, and whether it be good or bad, I don't know. But I think, like you say, they'd be doing half the work in promoting the teams that were rightly being promoted. You know, I've got no issue with if they were to promote Leeds and West Brom and obviously make Liverpool champions, which they were going to be anyway. But to not then relegate teams, you know, the teams that are down there simply because they're not good enough, and then to...
No, James, you wanted Aston Villa relegated, surely not.
No, never. No, never. Never me. Never selfish.
Good man.
No, definitely. And, you know, it's the same falls for Norwich. You know, they've not been good enough this season. They fall under that category as well. Okay, they can still get out of it. Every single team can get out of it. But it's the same for the playoffs. Every single team from 10th upwards thinks that they've got a chance of playoffs. So every single team there would argue the case, well, we're being hard done by. So, you know, why are these guys being let off the hook as such, or why are these guys getting promoted? So I think, you know, a lot of football fans saying that it doesn't matter what you do, someone's going to be unhappy. And I think that it's about minimalising that damage and that that backlash from whatever decision is made.
Yeah, but James, just on that, how can we deem what Liverpool have done so far, saying, oh, you know, they're going to be champions and so they should obviously get it, but then Norwich and Villa, maybe they shouldn't be relegated because, you know, we'll stay as that 22 team. We have to, if one's good enough, and they have to stay there as well, don't they? We can't do one without the other on both ends of the table.
Yeah, like we say, you know, there's going to be a backlash. Doesn't matter what we do. And like you say, I think there's been several arguments with Sky Sports, you know, saying that, you know, we can't just crown Liverpool champions because they're 25 points clear. They're not mathematically they're not mathematically champions. So, you know, you can't technically elect them. And it, yeah, you know, the same falls for the relegation. You know, they can technically get out of it. So, yeah, I think that, like we say, the best way to do it is to finish the season, because, you know, it doesn't matter how long this drags on for. The best solution is to finish it whenever you may finish it, and then look to next season. Then once you've got this finished, and whether that means cutting the League Cup, cutting the winter break, cutting the, you know, the is it the Club World Cup as well? Several competitions that may be sacrificed. Yeah, exactly. There's several competitions, I think, that, you know, while those sponsors and those cup competitions might find that harsh.
Yeah,
it's, to get back to the routine, you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Then it affects next season, and no one really wants that, and then it eats into that time as well. And James, when we're speaking about the EFL, do you think that sometimes maybe the EFL is always held a little bit hostage to what the Premier League does? They have to wait for their decision before they can fall in line. And we're even hearing about the money aspect of it, that the EFL will receive a $50 million shortfall package to time over for the next 4 weeks, and then it gets a little bit murky after that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, the 100% that the EFL are, you know, almost on a leash for the Premier League. You know, it's like the little brother sort of thing. And I think it's a bit harsh at times. And I think the Premier League does dictate a lot of what the EFL does. And I think it's wrong. I think the EFL needs to, you know, almost be its own entity and have its own identity and make its own decisions sometimes. And they don't do that. And, you know, in terms of the money aspect, you know, I think that's where a lot of the complications have come into it. It's not just moral, is it? It's, you know, it's sponsorships, it's, you know, relegation packages, it's promotion packages. It's what those mean financially for every club going up and down. So I'm baffled at whatever decision they're going to come out with. There's going to be, you know, financial implications as well. And, you know, while a club like Birmingham, it's not really going to affect us either way, because, you know, we could finish the season now, we finish where we are, we're still in the Championship, we'll still get the same sort of package. So but for those other clubs, yeah, it's going to be an absolute nightmare. And, you know, profiting off relegation is, or promotion should I say rather, is massive for these clubs nowadays. And that, I think that's why, you know, a lot of like Leeds and West Brom and whoever in the playoffs don't really want to let that go. So, yeah, interesting time.
Yeah, interesting time. We're hearing the games will be concluded, though. James, really good to speak to you. Glad you're well. James Jenkinson from Birmingham Fan TV. And it's always a double on this show because we hear from James from Birmingham Fan TV. And now we go over to Emily Drakerly, also from Birmingham Fan TV.
This is Love Sport.
You're listening to the Birmingham Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from James Jenkinson there from Birmingham Fan TV. There's still so much to say. We're trying to give you your sporting fix tonight, and you can join in with the show. You can always be part of the show, in fact. So why not call in 0208 7020 558 or tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Well, delighted to say, always enjoy my chats with James. Now we get to speak to Emily Drakerly, also from Birmingham Fan TV. Emily, I know we asked James, but I hope that you, family, everyone as well from your end as well.
Yeah, I think everyone's good on my end. I spoke to my parents earlier on in the week, who are listening right now, so hi Mum and Dad, and all my family back in the Cotswolds are fine. All up, James' family up here are fine. We're all good, yeah, luckily, and hope you and your family are all right as well.
Yeah, we're all good my end, Emily. Really appreciate that. Nice for you to get a shout-out to Mum and Dad. I think that's the second shout-out you've got to your dad. You're going for the hat-trick soon. I'm going to have to keep an eye on you. Emily, I did want to ask, obviously, it is a strange time. The pandemic at the minute, the coronavirus, COVID-19, and Italy at that epicentre really changing just what's going on, not only in England and Europe, but in the world at the minute, and sport really falling wayside from that. There's no sport on the horizon till April the 30th at the earliest, Emily. For the season and for you, what does this mean? And we asked James, in getting that general consensus, what's your own personal opinion on it all?
For me, I think I sit in a slightly different position where I see it from a standpoint of there is definitely more to life than sport and football. Mm. And for me, I just want to see the world and the country get back on its feet, and then we can go from there. I think, obviously, you have to have provisions put in place for sport because it's such a massive global industry. You have to have that in place and all the legalities and everything around that. But I think, if I'm honest, it is something that has to go on